Now, will you listen to him? We're coming to verse 17. For the flesh, and I'm going to change this word lusteth here because it's a very strong word. For the flesh warreth against the spirit, and the spirit warreth against the flesh, and these are contrary, and the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. That is, the things that the old nature wanted to do. And this is very, friends, very important to see. In fact, I would say it's all important to see at this particular point here. Now, we have here, the flesh warreth against the spirit, and the spirit warreth against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Now, a believer has a new nature. That's what our Lord meant when he said to Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. And the believer has that old nature of the flesh, and you don't get rid of it. The idea today, you can get rid of that old nature, tragic mistake. And I think that probably the greatest deception of the folk who think they've got rid of the old nature is that they haven't got rid of the old nature. And to be in that condition is a bad way. John says in his epistle, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That means if your truth's not in you, then there's no vacuum there. It must be a liar. And therefore, that puts that perfect individual in a pretty bad situation. The Word of God says he's a liar. And that is not very nice. But I didn't say it. Now, will you notice what we have here? For this is a tremendous statement. You and I have two natures. That's what Paul is describing in the last part of Romans. It was his experience, too. And I'm confident it's been the experience of many believers. The flesh warreth against the spirit, and the spirit warreth against the flesh, so that you cannot do the things that you would. This new nature, it rebels against the old nature. These are contrary. They're warring one against the other. Have you experienced that in your own life? Well, there is a song that we sing. It's Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Wonderful hymn. Well, it has in the last stanza, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Now, someone came along after this song was written, and they said, that's not my condition. I want to change that. And it's been changed. You'll find it, I understand, in some hymn books. Prone to worship, Lord, I feel it, prone to love the God I serve. Now, which is true? I'd like to ask you right now, which is true? Is it prone to wander, Lord, I feel it? Prone to leave the God I love? Or is it prone to worship, Lord, I feel it? Prone to love the God I serve? Well, both are true. Both are true. I've got a nature that's prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. And that old nature, I tell you, there are times it wants to wander. You know anything about that? Then I've got a new nature, too, and it's prone to worship. Lord, I feel it. There are times when I'm just sometimes riding along in the car. I just cry out to him. If I'm alone, I just cry out, oh, Lord, how wonderful you are, and I love you. And I worship you. That's my new nature when that takes place. That old nature never gets around to that. And prone to love the God I serve. There are times when I can get far from him. And that's the old nature. Now, this is the condition of believers. Now, this idea today that I hear people say, well, I can't tell whether I'm walking in the Spirit or not. Yes, you can. Don't kid yourself about this, friends. Paul has spelled it out here so you can never miss it.